When I got my third pair of binoculars, my Zeiss 10x40s in 1988, they were every bit as wonderful as I thought they'd be. Everything seemed more beautiful through them. I started a Zeiss list, marking off every species I saw through them with a Z. I reached my most yearned-for birding milestones with them, reaching both 500 and 600 on my North American life list and 1,000 on my world life list through them. I thought they'd be my last pair of binoculars for the rest of my life, and they would have been except for a strange development in 2005 that changed my relationship with optics forever. That year, I got a full-time job writing a blog for a local optics retailer. I mostly wrote posts about my fun birding experiences, profiles of birds, and updates on important conservation issues, but I found myself evaluating binoculars, too. My eyes are not as discerning as some people's, but while making direct comparisons between dozens of binoculars, I couldn't help but start recognizing and being able to evaluate important features such as depth of field, field of view, clarity, close focus, ease of focus, and light transmission. Some of my friends could see color shifts with one brand or another that I couldn't discern at all, and some did not understand the weird dizzy feeling I got when panning with some models, but I became fairly proficient at judging a lot of things. Looking through model after model of binoculars, it seemed like the best premium binoculars were fairly even overall, one model outstripping another in one visual arena but not in others, and the fierce competition seemed to be raising the quality of all models. Those 2 years caused a sea change in my attitude toward optics. For the first time, I realized that there really is no best binocular. There are too many variables, some of which are at cross purposes. The balancing of these variables to select a pair is a personal decision, and in virtually all cases, even then, there is virtually always more than one best choice. In December 2012, just in time for my conservation big year, one of my treasured friends gave me his used pair of 8x32 Zeiss Victory FLs, which have wonderful optics and are small and light for wearing around my neck with my camera. I brought them everywhere, and they've been pretty much ideal. I saw almost every one of the 593 countable species on my conservation big year through them. Then, last fall, one of my friends and I attended the Monterey Birding Festival in California. The day before our field trip to Big Sur to see California condors, a trip where spotting scopes would have been unwieldy, I started worrying about getting good looks if the condors were flying as high as the ones I'd seen in the Grand Canyon in 2011. So on an impulse, I bought a 10-power pair of the new Zeiss Terras from one of the festival vendors. That's the model Zeiss is selling for under $400. Ironically, the condors were mostly perched or flying so close that even 6-power bins would have given spectacular views, but as it turns out, I prefer 10-power glasses for most birding. The only time I wished I hadn't brought them was on a boat trip to Santa Cruz Island. The higher magnification made them harder to hold steady on the boat, and the smaller field of view made it even harder to get them on birds. Ever since working for that optics retailer, I've not felt the kind of monogamous love for my binoculars that I felt for my very first pair, my Bushnell Instafocuses, nor for my beloved Zeiss Dialets. It was sad and disillusioning to realize that as useful as binoculars are, the bottom line is they're commodities. But something happened this June that was a game changer, and I suddenly found myself in love with a pair of binoculars once again. But that's a story for tomorrow. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.